About half of the country's electricity is generated by coal. Railroads are shipping record amounts from Wyoming's Powder River Basin. Experts are worried that so much coal traveling over a relatively small rail corridor makes this energy source particularly vulnerable. From Wyoming Public Radio, Peter O'Dowd reports.
Let's say, hypothetically, that a monster storm wipes out miles of track somewhere in Nebraska. Wyoming coal goes undelivered to your local power plant, stockpiles start to dwindle, and then one morning you're listening to the radio and frying bacon in your kitchen when the power goes out. Minerals consultant Coralie Brierley says many Americans underestimate the role that coal plays in our lives.
It's not high on people's radar. They don't see that industry.
Even, it seems, in Wyoming, the country's leading coal state. 38% of America's coal was unearthed here last year. I checked out Brierley's hypothesis at the Buckhorn Bar in downtown Laramie. Folks here wear cowboy hats and matching boots, while a jukebox and neon beer signs suck down power. And it's where I found Maria Sandoval.
My electric comes from Carbon Power. Where they get it from, I have no idea.
Another person guessed most of the country's power comes from Alaska. One thought it came down from the atmosphere. To be fair, this poll wasn't exactly scientific. And there were some, like Steve Moe, who got it right.
Yo, dude, it's coal, man. It comes from Gillette. It's like as long as the TV works and like you can get American Idol on TV, they could give a flying of where it comes from. And that's the problem.
Coralie Brierley says there may be a more important problem. She chaired a study that was presented to Congress this summer. The study warns the rail network that brings Wyoming coal to power plants around the country is at risk.
It has implications relative to the nation's power supply, to put it bluntly.
Brierley says there is a choke point in the system near central Nebraska. Here, the number of tracks goes down from 3 to 2, and sometimes even to a single track before it fans out across the country just past Lincoln. And Brierley says anything from bad weather to sabotage along that corridor could disrupt the entire country.
If something should happen at that particular location that would disrupt those supplies, there would be an awful lot of the 400-plus utilities in this country that wouldn't have an energy source to generate their electrical power.
We do have ways of working around that.
That's Pat Hyatt, a spokesman for Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, which is one of the companies responsible for shipping coal across the country.
We have had a lot of experience with the worst that Mother Nature can throw at us in terms of blizzards and floods, and we've had a lot of practice at restoring service quickly.
A few months ago, Union Pacific Railroad had its busiest September on record in the Powder River Basin. To handle the demand, the company has joined with BNSF in a 100-mile rail expansion in Wyoming worth several $100 million. But Bruce Peterson, who studies transportation at the federally funded Oak Ridge National Laboratory, says railroads are merely keeping up with current demand.
I admit I'm worried about how close to the edge the railroads are running. That is that there's a tendency for the amount of traffic that the railroads are carrying to be close to the ultimate amount of traffic that they can carry.
And he says to address the choke point in Nebraska, you'll need a rail expansion in that state as well. Floyd Robb, a spokesman for a company that relies on Wyoming coal, isn't impressed either. 2 years ago, a storm nearly crippled Basin Electric's power supply.
We were down to as low as a 2-week supply of coal, and we were very close to backing down or actually shutting down one of our units because we did not feel that we had adequate fuel supply to keep them running.
And Rob says it will only get worse. Government statistics forecast that by 2030, demand for coal will drive production in the United States up by 50%. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Laramie.